Blog Talk Radio.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Metallica announced a covers album, where 50 artists will be covering Metallica songs. I can't believe those cowards rejected my submission. I had the perfect cover of that time James kicked Dave Mustaine's dog. I even got Bob Cuff to play the dog. Your loss, Metallica. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Chuck did not clear that with me. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob here with the Uges, Sid, and 3D. And we have a special guest filling in for Noah. We have the Master of the Hat podcast. We have our buddy Lonnie on the air.
Hi, Lonnie.
Welcome, Lonnie.
Hey guys, I'm still working. I just need like 10 more minutes. Is that cool?
Do your work on the air. Let everybody know.
Yeah, I will. You know, I can show you my boring emails.
Nice.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Well,
we don't have you yet. You're still on the clock.
That's true. I can multitask though.
Well, I want to bring in our special guest right away. He's been waiting for a few minutes. Welcome, Lon. I'm very excited. We have another special guest. We're bringing him on now. He is a terrific musician, and I'm excited to have him on. James, can you hear us?
I hear you. You hear me?
Yes, we do. Thank you for joining us. My name is Rob, here with Sid, Darren, and Lonnie. You'll see them. I'm going to be doing most of the talking. But I'm really excited to be talking to you about your project. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Ghost. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah, it's Ghost, but it took like a life of its own because of the spelling. Probably like 3 years ago, everybody started saying Ghost. So.
Oh, Ghost. Okay. Well, I like to say Ghost, personally, but I was informed by your PR.
I like to
add an extra W to Ghost, like gout, but.
Yes. Yeah, that's what you want people thinking of when they think of your musical project. They want think about gout.
That's got to be a band already anyway.
Probably. Probably some of the members from Guar.
where are you calling us from? Where are you dialing in from?
I'm home in Longview, Texas.
Okay. And so I've been a big fan, as you know, Metal Injection. We've been big supporters of Ghost. I was always curious, you know, like the synthwave thing exploded, I want to say in the last few years, but it's been a while now. Did you always have like an interest in both like dark and heavy music and then also the more dancey synth stuff?
Yeah. I mean, you know, early on in like the 80s, I was really into like Depeche Mode and, you know, Tears for Fears, everything everybody was into, but also like Suicidal Tendencies. And, you know, I went through like hardcore into like doom, into like grind, and then slowly found my way back to electronic.
And so, yeah, I do feel like in the late aughts, there was a big like dark electronic moment that kind of molded into like what's now synthwave. What do you think kind of like kicked that all off?
I don't really know, man. I guess the movie Drive really had a big part to play in synthwave as a genre. I know personally, I started trying to do electronic music and then Drive came, like I'd given up because it's harder than people think. And I'd kind of given up and then I saw Drive and I was like inspired again. And I think me and a lot of the other guys were inspired by that movie as well at the same time. So it just kind of happened naturally.
So is it Ghost because of Gosling? is that what you've discovered?
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Well, also, what's really impressed me is how you've evolved the sound. Like the music on Behemoth, which came out in 2015, doesn't like there's similarities to it, but it sounds completely different from like your more recent stuff, and even like your 2019 release, which I just could not stop listening to. Even that, like that, had like a more Depeche Mode vibe than like a hard synth vibe. Do you find that you're like constantly trying to do something new and different? You don't want to like repeat yourself?
Absolutely. It's weird. You know, we live in like a time where you can get anything you want right when you want it. And I think a lot of bands find comfort in like staying the same, and a lot of fans do as well. You know, when I was growing up, all the bands that I was really like inspired by in my teen years and early 20s, everybody changed. It's just the way it was. And it seems like in some respects now, a lot of people are less willing to take that chance. I'm not really sure why, except for the fact that, you know, with the internet comes like instant criticism and, you know, people don't like change as a whole, or at least they fight it sometimes. But for me personally, I have to change. I'm always changing personally, like with my style, what I'm listening to at the time. So, yeah, I mean, it just, I have to change.
And I noticed, so like 2019 was the full-length release, Valediction, which again, I was not able to stop listening to, especially Dreadfully Pious. That song was like stuck in my head for weeks. It was like the biggest earworm. And since then, you've just kind of released singles. Do you think that like the kind of way artists are releasing music is changing? Are you more into the single release now, or is it kind of leading up to another album?
It's leading up to a new album. It's just we started planning the release schedule of the new record during the pandemic. So it was like, how do we do this? You know, I mean, no one's ever been through this during our lifetime. So it was like, guess let's just release more music before the album comes out, because we started doing this before touring really came back, or was coming back, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know that I was going to be able to support it this fall and things like that. So we decided to go the single route.
Yeah. So is the new album done, or are you still working on it?
No, it's finished. It's all done.
Is there a release date? Like, give us the scoop here.
Yeah. The release date's Friday the 13th, August 13th.
Oh, okay. Great. I'm very excited. And it could, like, obviously, I dig the single, A Fleeting Whisper. Is that kind of a good intro to what fans could expect on the album?
Yeah. It's got heavier moments than that. I think, like, when I explain it from my perspective, it's like everything I've tried in the past, like from Behemoth to Valediction, it's everything kind of wrapped up into one more cohesive package.
Cool. And what are you listening to nowadays? Like, do you listen to electronic? Do you not? Do you avoid it?
No, I listen to James from Perturbator. You know, we always share back and forth when we're producing new stuff. So I've been listening to his new record quite a bit. There's a band called Mon Exis. I think they're French. That's kind of really industrial sounding. I liked the last Code Orange record. The new Def Evan single was pretty awesome. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just kind of listening to the things that people throw at me here and there. I've been so, you know, like tunnel vision with the new album that when I'm writing a new record, I kind of forget about music for a while, and that people are releasing things. So when it's done, I decompress, and I'm just now in that phase where I'm like, okay, I can listen to music for fun again now.
Right. It doesn't feel like work, basically.
Yeah.
What was that? Could you say that? What was that band? Mon Exis? That sounds interesting.
I think it's, it's a weird spelling. I want to say it's like Monnexis or something like that. It's something close to that. It's really good. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been like, a very – sorry.
It's kind of Nine Inch Nails-y, but like with a newer production kind of.
Yeah, I've been – it's that's exactly kind of what I'm looking for now. Like I've been on a big industrial kick myself lately. I love the Faker the Drum, the more I'm into it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know, I feel like in general industrial is really making a like with synthwave and kind of like, I feel like Ministry's having a moment, Nine Inch Nails, they're doing all these shows. I feel like industrial is very in right now.
Yeah.
In general. And I feel like the mainstream is kind of paying attention too. It's not just in the underground. Like Hellfest, they have a whole industrial stage next year. So like Nine Inch Nails and Killing
Such
Joke.
A
and
good this. Stage. Yeah, it's insane.
So it's really cool to see, because I always kind of I was a little too young to kind of really get into the 90s industrial scene here in New York. So I always kind of feel like I missed out, and I'm trying to catch up.
Right.
So what do you do for fun when you're not doing music? How do you kind of kill time?
Honestly, dude, lately I've just been enjoying not traveling and, you know, like going to the lake and shit, just like being a regular ass person for a while, without, you know, planning my life a year in advance. So it's just been kind of like doing as little as possible outside of music that I can do.
Are you looking forward to hitting the road, or is it kind of like you have to amp yourself up?
I wasn't, like, for, I don't know, I guess like maybe the first 6 or 7 months I was cool with it, but now I'm getting kind of antsy.
You're ready. Yeah, I'm in between. I really want to go to a show, but then I also don't want to leave my house. it's very difficult.
Leave your house every day, Rob.
Well, I mean, I walk my dog. Shit. Yeah, I go to the, but like, I mean, I don't, you know, going to social gatherings and such.
Yeah.
I'm still isolated at the beach. I'm not talking to people.
But it's a social, there's people there. It's just like the band is the water. So they're all just, the stage is the water. You're already doing it, Rob.
I actually went out in Dallas last weekend, and it was extremely fucking weird. Like, I had, like, built it up. I was like, I'm going to fucking party. It's going to be great. And the whole time I was just like, this seems dangerous. There's too many people.
Yeah, exactly.
I ended up not really enjoying myself, but yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I still have those thoughts as well. It's kind of hard to get over that in an enclosed space, even though I'm vaccinated. But still, it's still a hopeful time just in general, just that things are opening up. I'm really glad and like that the cases are down. Like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, as long as this Delta variant doesn't.
Let's not mention the other variants. Let's
don't exist. So, well, that's all. Well, I'm really, really looking forward to the new music. And thank you for taking some time to hang out with us here. And I'm definitely going to check out this Mon Exist. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you live. Like, what could fans expect from the live show? You know, there's only two of you, so I'm assuming you have to give the fans something visual to look at.
It really depends on like what kind of tour comes in. So we're looking at like support runs first, because all the big bands are touring first. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to get top billed, and I don't want to really compete with some of those people, but, we're really focusing a lot on the sound, and there'll be some visual surprises. Hopefully, just depends, you know, I mean, if we end up on a big support tour, then we won't have much time to put things together as far as like front of house lighting and shit like that. So it'll really just depend. If things go exactly how I want them, then I'm gonna add a drummer and we'll be doing a headline run, and so it'll be completely different.
I see. That'd be great. That'd be really cool. So I guess it's like, once you get the offer, then you kind of figure out the stage show and what you can get away with.
Absolutely. I'm kind of planning for both right now. So I've got like a drummer that I'm sending tracks to, and I'm planning my own lights, and I'm also planning, you know, just running like with some crazy projection or something if I have to open for someone. So planning for both, hoping for the best. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. I will absolutely be at the New York show whenever there is one. I promise I will leave the house for that one.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
And the new album comes out August 13th. It's a Friday. Easy to remember. And also, you performed on Slay at Home this past weekend on Frank's Little Hustle. So that was very cool. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I, again, cannot give you my seal of approval enough. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. The world needs more dark industrial.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, James.
All right. Take care.
Bye, James.
That was Ghost, as I assumed.
Well, you assumed like 18 different names, and then
I always said Ghost until when I was setting up the interview. I was just like, I just want to be clear, because I've never said it out loud to anyone else. I was just in my head, it's Ghost. I was just like, oh, I just want to make sure. And so she was like, oh, it's Ghost.
What did you? Was this delivered to you via email? This pronunciation?
Yes. But spell that phonetically.
They should have sent you like an MP3 where they just say it. They like set it into their voice
You're
recorder.
Right.
But we got there. We figured it out. Yeah. We made it happen.
Were you, since that discussion about the pronunciation happened right in the beginning, were you sitting there in terror the whole time thinking that you pronounced it wrong?
No. Oh. No, no, he's cool about it. He seems cool about it. I hope he's not.
We'll see when you ask for a guestless spot.
Or a gaustless spot.
I'll send an MP3 with the correct pronunciation of that later.
I imagine he would play like St. Vitus or something. I don't need a guestless spot for that. I can pay for that. Don't roll your eyes at me, Lonnie.
It was something else, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was a work thing. Well, he was checking it. Somebody slacked him. Is that a thing you use?
That's right. Yeah. I'd be looking this way, though. That's where the slack is.
You've got a
two-screen
experience going on?
Yeah, of course. Wow. It's professional up in here.
Only two? Fuck. Come on.
That's how much of a baller Lonnie is, though. He has a separate computer just for podcasting, and he only comes on our show once a year.
That's right. I got to get the podcast computer ready.
Firing up.
It's an old Commodore 64. This will be the podcast. Really quick before we move on, I want to mention if you'd like to support the podcast, please add us on social media. We post every day. We post video clips from the podcast for free. We post little memes. There's a nice photo of Sidney's cat we posted earlier this week. And information about the show. So you can add us on Facebook, facebook.com/mentalinjectionlivecast. We're on Twitter at MILivecast. And we're on Instagram, mentalinjectionlivecast is the username. So please add us. And if you really want to show your love, really want to show your support, add us on Patreon. Join our Patreon. For $5 a month, you get access to at least 2 bonus episodes a month. That's 2 extra episodes on top of all the free ones we do every Tuesday. And you get access. Sid does a TV column. We do Zoom hangouts. Lots of fun stuff. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. We just posted an episode. Noah joined us. It was the live cast. We did a watch along of old Metal Injection sketches. Some of them predate the live cast even. We did an American Idol parody. We did a Saturday Night Live parody and a little sketch with the Moscow Metal Minute. It was very fun. And then at the top of the month, we also did an episode where we watched Kiss and the Phantom of the Park, one of the worst movies we watched.
One of the worst movies, but one of my favorite episodes of our Patreon shows.
I didn't even know that existed. That's a movie?
Yeah. Our Patreon or the Kiss movie?
No, the Patreon I definitely knew existed. But the Kiss movie.
It was a TV movie from like, what was it, 1978, 1979, something like that. It aired once and never again.
And it has, it's like when they meet Scooby-Doo?
More or less.
It's like that. It's the very same energy as the Star Wars holiday special.
All right, well, don't give too much away because I'm going to have to give my hard-earned dollars to the Patreon so that I can listen to you guys eviscerate this movie.
You could watch it. You could watch with us.
This video.
I can watch it with you? What time? Where? At Sid's place?
Yeah. You have to sit on my lap.
That's a high tier, though.
Oh, okay.
There's
going to
be a lot of tears.
Yep.
Sid will cry into your chest for $500 donation.
Just thinking about the money.
He gives me the
wasted
donation, though. That's a donation to me.
Depends what you're wearing when you sit on my lap. You got to earn that donation.
But let's get into it. The big news of the day is Metallica announced a big old box set for the Black Album, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Can I ask a question here? You say a big old box set. Is that in the promotional materials for Metallica, or are you adding that in?
That's not the official marketing language. No, that's me.
I was about to say.
So the album is going to be reissued on CD, vinyl, and cassette. They're remastering it.
Why and cassette? Why is that necessary?
There's a big, not big, but it's a nice
bigger
niche
than
market.
You think.
Yeah, it's people want cassettes. It's a collector's
item. There
was
nothing good about cassettes. There was what we had at the time, but there was nothing good about it that you'd want to relive it.
It's the smallest medium.
What about mini discs? Those are smaller.
More expensive.
Who used mini discs?
Nobody.
I'm with you. I don't know why we'd go back to that. But yeah. Also, is a Metallica album, wait, are you sponsoring this or something? I don't want to mess
with you. No, this is not an ad.
That's just a news item?
Yes.
Isn't it on Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can listen to it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're doing a collector's item.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so it has the original album. It has a Sad But True picture disc.
It's Sad But True that there's a picture disc, or it's a picture disc of Sad But True?
Sad But True
the
item.
Pictures are sad, but also true.
There's a picture of Sid crying into someone's chest while they sit on his back.
Not true yet, but we can make that happen. That actually, that picture is with The Unforgiven, which is where that one is.
It's sad and might one day be true.
If somebody makes me listen to this reissue, I'll be crying into their chest.
I've heard Enter Sandman enough, for fuck's sake.
So then there's going to be a Live in Wembley EP, a Live in Moscow double LP, two interview CDs.
Oh, God.
Five CDs of demos and rough mixes, an additional six live CDs, six live and behind-the-scenes DVDs, and a lyric folder, lanyard, tour laminates, guitar picks, and a 120-page book filled with never-before-seen photos and stories from those who were there.
What's the suggested retail price?
Yeah, it sounds very expensive.
$225 for the box set.
That's not bad. It's under $3. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
$225.
Oh.
They're in
sad, state. But not true. What does the brand look like? Has it got like a crazy color?
There's
people
a bunch
love their
of
crazy color vinyls.
Hold on, let me get a
probably
photo.
Just black. It's the black album. Come on.
Is there a live stream of James Hetfield's toilet, and then they text alert you when he goes to take a shit? So
he shits out cassettes, so that might work out well.
You can't tell if it's him pissing or hiss. There's... What? 6 DVDs of interviews. Is that what you said? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
6 hours.
Who are they interviewing?
No, 6 DVDs. Themselves.
God.
What? Oh.
If you buy this box set and you watch and listen to every piece of content, by the time you're done, every member of Metallica will be eligible for Social Security.
I just realized that joke that Lonnie just slipped in there. Who are they interviewing? Like, they're doing a Barbara Walters style platform.
Yeah, that'd be great. They're like interviewing Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. Bishop Desmond Tutu. Kirk Hammett.
This is what Cameron. Like the whole package looks like.
That's too pixelated. Can you find me a high res image? Or at least that GIF. I don't understand it if it's not in an animated GIF format.
Bro, part of that image is Lonnie's screen you're showing. That's his HR notes there. That turn that off.
Yep. My HR notes, how did you know they look like the cover of Kerrang?
Yeah,
they do.
Oh, it's a legal pad paper. But yeah, that's funny. Is that all Metallica on there? Because they look like they have long hair. I don't recognize them.
Yes, these are three different Metallica covers from the time. Another thing they announced was a release called the Metallica Blacklist, which is going to be an album of covers of songs
by James Spader.
Oh my God!
No, they're interviewing him on the 6 DVDs. So.
Who even remembers the Blacklist of
is
James
that
Spader?
No, I don't think so.
95% of your watching and listening audience. I did the math. That's why I mentioned it there, because we have to keep – this is targeted media here, Rob. Get with it.
That's what he was working on. What do you think this is?
But don't worry, fans. We won't blacklist you.
So this blacklist – so it's an album. 53 artists covered songs from the Black Album. So obviously
there's
only – 12 there's only 12 or so songs, so there's multiple multiple covers
Pop
of the
is
same
on
song.
This?
All of them are Enter Sandman, though. It's just like
so,
a collection
no, it's
of
not.
All the 9 trillion people that covered Enter Sandman.
No, no, these are all, I believe, new covers.
We just had a dude on from that third band, right?
No, this is a different ghost. this is a different ghost.
John Party? Jay Balvin?
St. Vincent. Who's Jay Balvin?
He's like a Latin music superstar. He did that
song
with Justin Bieber.
Juanes is another
he had a McDonald's.
Oh, the Neptunes.
Is that a typo down there where it says Don't Tread on Else Matters? Or is that they're being cute and did two songs in one? Look, Sebastian,
Brian?
Don't Tread on Else Matters.
Maybe they did a double.
Click on it and let's listen to it.
Did you cut and paste this, Rob, or did you transcribe?
This is from the press release.
Okay,
no,
so it's not your fault if it's wrong.
All,
Miley Cyrus, Phoebe Bridgers.
Darius Rucker.
There is a teaser of the covers, too, shall we take a listen?
I can't
wait.
Wait, was Roxette on that list?
What?
PG Roxette.
What is PG
Roxette?
That's Roxette, but they don't get naked.
It's Roxette,
no,
but they're pretty good.
No, it's them with Paul George.
There's no entry for PG Roxette.
But Per Gessle is the guy from Roxette.
Oh, see?
Did the lady from Roxette die? So then maybe that's it.
Yeah, she died. Yeah. Okay. It was right after they agreed to this song.
She was the whole thing of Roxette. Like, who wants to hear Roxette with just this guy?
Metallica, I guess.
Yeah, I want R-rated Roxette, not PG Roxette. That's bullshit. I play this junk.
Crash it. Oh, this isn't the song.
Yeah, what? What is
this? This is Enter Sandman. This is Juanes' cover of Enter Sandman.
No way.
Yeah, this is the beginning of it.
12 songs, repeated 87 times each. Oh, I hear it now.
Can I just say, it said unlimited possibilities, but it seems like it's limited to 53, right?
Yes, it's limited to 12 songs you've heard 47,000 times.
Seems fairly limited.
I want to do a song from Ride the No, fuck you. Just a black album. And it's not limited.
Sorry, JC Chazet. You can't be on this because you only like the old stuff.
The Fat Boys do Disposable Heroes next month.
Oh, boy.
I'd venture say that even this doesn't matter.
I want to point out, so they released the full version of Miley Cyrus's cover of Nothing Else Matters.
Okay.
And it's exactly what Darren says. It's like, why even bother doing it if it's exactly the same song? You know, she does the vocals a little differently. Right. And the other thing that kind of, I don't know if annoyed me, but it's pretty funny to me. We'll get back to the other ones, but I just want to quickly mention this. I don't know if you remember, a few months ago we talked about how the headlines were Miley Cyrus is working on a Metallica covers album.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she said it, or the way maybe I interpreted it, was that there was going to be like Miley doing various Metallica covers. But now I realize what it is she's contributing one song to this compilation of Metallica covers. There's only one
Which makes
Miley
much
cover.
More sense.
Yeah, because I was like, go ahead.
Are you disappointed or relieved?
I'm more disappointed.
Of these two options being offered to me, I'd much rather hear a full album of Miley Cyrus doing different Metallica songs.
The thing is, when I heard that she would do it, I was like, well, what songs could they possibly tackle? Like, she's not going to fucking do Battery, you know? Like, and I knew, like, to me, I was like, okay, Nothing Else Matters. Obviously, she has to do that. That's an easy one. Unforgiven, maybe. Or
those are the only
Wall.
Three. I was going to say, those are the only three songs, Rob.
Where do I take it? What's that song?
Until It Sleeps.
Until It Sleeps. Like, so I figured it'd be like mostly like Reload song. But like, so for me, it was like, what songs could she possibly pick? But no, it's just one song.
What was the song with Marianne Faithfull? It seems like her voice is Marianne Faithfully that she could do all the parts of that song.
The Memory Remains.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been
sounds like that already.
Yeah, but I guess we won't.
Let me ask you something. Why can't she do a battery? Do a spin on it.
She could do it. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like I could see her doing like safer stuff.
But Tori Amos did Slayer. Why can't Miley Cyrus do a heavy metal?
Yeah, I agree. She did all of them.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Raining Blood.
And she did a cover of Slayer too.
Rob's gonna choke.
You choke on my water.
Them.
That wasn't a very PG Tori Amos joke there.
All right, let's get back to these samples.
Oh, thank goodness we're back to this.
This one sounds interesting.
Leroy likes this.
Yeah. Actually, did kind of was intrigued by that. Oh, this is terrible.
The fuck is White Reaper?
This sounds good.
This sounds identical to the song, but worse.
Yeah.
Okay, I can work with some of these.
Oh, yes.
But see, that's just the same song translated. They just ran it through Google Translate. That's not... I hate this song, so none of this
I was like, how many ways can you possibly interpret Nothing Else Matters? They're all going to be the same, you know?
I want like a disco, electronic disco version.
There, wasn't that on the Die Krupps album, that the electronica Metallica album? I think it was.
Okay.
That came out in like right after the Black album came out.
What? Wait, what is this?
Die Krupps, D-I-E-K-R-U-P-P-S. They put out an industrial cover album of all Metallica. They weren't all Black albums.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's when it came out, though. They have one on there.
Oh, my morning jacket. Get the fuck out of here.
At least it sounds different.
But not enough.
Ah! Oh, my God. It's a pop song.
It's better. That song sucks.
Yes.
The last two songs on the Black album are totally just tacked on to pad it out.
My friend, My Friend of Misery gets stuck in my head so much. Like, just the...
Yeah.
You know, like that.
It's a good riff, but it's just so... it's like... There's nothing to it. It's just fluff. And Struggle Within. I noticed on that list here, only one person did the Struggle Within.
Oh, yeah, Rodrigo Gabriela. They've done some really... They've done some really good Metallica, and it's going to be instrumental. They've done really good covers of Metallica. They've really made it their own. I highly recommend.
Yeah, we played one on here once, I think.
Yeah.
Same exact song.
Oh, my God.
Different but worse. I'll give them half credit.
No.
Same song, but with a female vocalist.
This I'm really curious about.
Sure. Who's this for? This is like...
Oh,
this should be fun. Although, oh no, Mongolian metal.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, the Hue is fun.
The who?
The Hue.
Oh, the Hue. There's my publicist, the PR
Max,
person told me it was the Who.
Max isn't a fan, though. Is that his name, Max?
Yeah.
I prefer the guest Hue. Okay, this falls into at least it's different but it's worse category.
Here's
this is good. This is legit good. Terrible.
It's again, they're terrible. All the you can't do anything with the song.
Yeah, I've heard like five maybe that would go.
Now, can I ask
80.
Like, do we know, like, the Chris Stapleton of Leroy's fucking whacking off right now. He doesn't hear the show anymore. Do we know, like, the process? Like, did the artist pick the songs? Were they assigned songs? Like, how did this work?
The artist picked the songs from the press release, it sounds like.
And then they all picked Enter Sandman, and right? They all had to get reassigned a different song, like 11/12 of them had.
Was it, like, ranked choice voting? Like our
I feel like
Democratic
more people
primary?
Probably thought... pick Nothing Else Matters. Then
it seems like half of these are Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah, like look at just.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks like yeah.
Is that the easiest one to do?
It's the most annoying one. Yeah. Like if you fancy yourself an actual vocalist, that's the one where you could like do the most masturbatory shit. I feel like.
I think if you're a good artist, you can do that masturbatory shit with any song. You could take Battery, and like Stevie Wonder could have done done Battery or something and made it a great song. But these are just easy songs for shitty artists or mediocre artists to do.
Yeah, they didn't want to take too much time thinking about the Metallica catalog. They're just like, all right, what's the one that would be easiest to do? Let's knock this out in a weekend.
You
bing, bang, boom. Disappointed in you, Chris Stapleton.
No. Ugh, sludge. And it's not even different. It's the same pace.
Sturgill Simpson said, only if I can do something from Ride the Lightning. Otherwise, fuck out of here. The Chats? Back to where that guy was reading off a lyric sheet because he had never heard the song before.
It's not his song. He doesn't know the words.
But he's not even pretending.
Doesn't James Hetfield probably have to read off this phone at this point?
Yeah, but he's smart enough not to show himself doing it in a video.
And James has a flip phone, so it's more difficult.
He really has to change something. He has to use T9 word.
Off. Wow. Okay. Keith Morris. This is sort of cool.
He's got the words up there, too.
Yeah. Oh, Lonnie loves this band, Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, who doesn't like Biffy Clyro?
This is an interesting take. This is going to be basically the same.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Same. Already the same. That's already a country song to start with.
Yeah.
I really love Wherever I've Ever. I feel it's like...
Can you go back to the guy doing that at the door? That was tremendous. Look at how angry he was.
He's like, I got to take a shit right now.
What is that guy doing? He looks like a demented Manning brother for some reason. Find that.
It's accurate.
So a Manning brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
Swollen Randy Orton.
God bless the USA.
Oh, I'm curious about these hip-hop ones.
Wait, was that just like a remix of the original version?
It was sampled.
The Neptunes sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Good work, Neptunes.
Yeah. Was that the Aaron Beam, former Livecast guest?
Hold on.
It was, right?
Too much is happening here. Yeah. Wait, what?
PG Roxette, I'm confused.
There was a woman there in PG Roxette.
Yeah.
The Portugal the Man one, though, features Aaron Beam, who was on our show a few weeks ago. Right?
Do you think the woman from Roxette might have been like the ghost of the original member of Roxette?
I think it's pronounced the ghost of the original member.
But in Sweden, they say ghost.
It was Roxette.
Oh, Aaron Beam is from Red Fang. That's what you meant. I was like, what? Portugal the Man?
No, Aaron Beam.
That actually didn't sound bad, I have to admit.
Okay.
I enjoy this.
It's different. Classic rock.
Oh, dear.
It was like a little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing Metallica. Not pass.
This I'm looking forward to. They do really good covers.
It's just that it's Enter Sandman.
I almost said Ghost for Ghost. I'm so confused now.
You're talking to Ghost PR person.
That's awesome.
Right now.
Is it because of what's behind you?
Rob is shook.
I have to say I want to check it out. You know, some of these sound better than others. It seems like a very ambitious project, and it should be like, this is their biggest release. It still sells fucking 5,000 copies a week or whatever.
Idea for a very painful Patreon bonus episode where we do Thrash It or Trash It for every single track.
That's at least 53 minutes of that.
I think that could be interesting.
I was just about to say, like, I anticipate when I listen to this a lot of, like, play and then, all right, fuck this. All right, play the next one. Fuck this. Suck.
Yeah.
I can't
imagine.
It's
four CDs, but it might take, like, half an hour to listen to.
Right, but we have part of our show is we have to listen to a minute.
Yeah.
So
no, but I'm saying
more...
if you were just listening at home by yourself.
Yeah. Sure.
But I would say, look, there's, you know, seven LPs, there's probably at least one LP of listenable music.
You're being generous. I see what you're saying. I thought you meant
there's
only the
seven
covers.
Albums.
I thought you meant only the covers.
Of the covers, yeah.
There's seven albums of covers?
It's, oh, sorry, 7 LPs, 4 CDs. So it's 4 CDs of covers. So out of the four, so 25%, I would say.
Are the CDs, like, broken up by genre, or is it just random or track list? Like, what's the, how do they divide it up?
It looks like the track list, based on how the press release is sorted out, it looks like the songs are arranged based on their appearance on the original album. So,
so you,
like,
have to hear "What Nothing Else Matters" 15 times in a row. Oh my
bad
god!
Choice.
Yeah, it looks like
how many
looks
cassettes
like,
are there?
It does not look like the blacklist is out on cassette.
What a shame!
This is cassette erasure.
Is Erasure one of the bands doing the Metallica?
No. I think they were in there. Yeah.
PG
let's watch
Erasure
the,
is.
Let's watch the trailer for the whole shebang trailer.
Okay. Seen it. Jason Newsted get the same amount of money from this as all the other guys?
I don't know if he gets the same as the other guys, but he gets the same as he always got, I'm sure.
No. Oh, right. It already wasn't the same when he was in the band. But.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Kurt's getting the same amount as Lars and James.
Well, they have writing credits, and those two have less writing credits.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets the performance credits. Okay, it's just a basic commercial. Yeah. We don't have to. But yeah, so I want to say this is also a decent investment for those more capitalistically minded listeners of ours, because the last deluxe box set issue. Let me look this up.
Is there an NFT?
It was 91. It was the Schleif shit, right?
They did. No. They've been putting out box sets for all the albums. They did a Justice for All remaster. And I believe so. Also, it costs, you know, $200. But then they were so limited that they started selling them. They started going for over $2,000 or $2,500, something like that.
So people should buy it because it's an investment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to invest, buy up some stock, PlayStation style.
Yeah, I'm in Metallica flipping. I don't know if you're familiar or lucrative at the moment.
I can't remember, Rob. They're not paying you to talk about this thing now, or they said they are.
They're not paying me to talk about it.
Oh,
is it a free copy? Something?
Did
probably
not get
it. It's been like 20 minutes. You should get something.
Yeah, it was the S&M vinyl. Sorry, it wasn't the Justice release. Oh. So they did the S&M 2, and they did a big box set. And I guess because they were so limited, that someone paid $2,700.
Was it Martin Shkreli?
He's in jail now. I don't think he could pay for anything at the moment.
Well, it wasn't last week.
But that wasn't now.
Fair.
Talking about old shit.
Fair. Okay, well, I guess that wraps
the end of the
up
show?
The Metallica chatter.
Oh, all right.
I guess.
Back to spreadsheets.
I don't do spreadsheets.
That's for peons.
That's for other people. Yeah.
For Hank in accounting. Hi, Hank.
In other news, we had Dee Snider. Before we talk about Dee Snider, I want to talk about this Foo Fighters show. Foo Fighters played Madison Square Garden.
Did you have a good time?
Did you go?
I did not go. I'm all right with it. I had no FOMO. In fact, I had the opposite of FOMO. I had
fear of not missing out. FONMO.
No fear of missing out. NFOMO. FOMO.
Fear of not missing out.
So
I'm experiencing something.
No, I think it would be like happy you missed out or something like that. How it would go opposite.
Happy you missed
out. Haimo? Okay.
That's what you said.
Like my uncle.
It was in Haimo Town, so it worked out.
The big thing, so Foo Fighters play, and look, I'm very happy Madison Square Garden's open. The big controversy was, of course, that it was only for fans who are vaccinated. But according to a few people that went to the show, they weren't exactly like doing hardcore checks for these vaccination cards. They were just like, yeah, okay. Like the person who said it said that like in her area, no one was checking IDs. They just saw the vax card and like waved it along.
So theoretically could have brought someone else's vaccination card is what you're implying.
Yeah. She was implying that. And she was asking others who went, and others basically said the same thing. So it wasn't quite that strict. But I guess for next time, people now know. Going into it, I guess people wouldn't have known.
Yeah, and like how much were the tickets? Do you know?
Expensive.
So yeah, would you spend that much with knowing you only had like a 50-50 shot of actually getting in if you're non-vaxxed? Like would you?
That's the other thing I wonder about. If you can't get in because you're not vaxxed, do you get a refund? You know? Like.
There's probably some kind of disclaimer that says you're purchasing this with the understanding that you're vaccinated, and if you're not, you're still liable for the price.
I've been to one arena event, and, like, yeah, they don't – you flash the thing on the phone that says, like, you're vaccinated. I stole the phone from someone who was vaccinated and then just, like, showed it. And they don't really look at it, you know, because they're people who work at an arena.
Yeah.
Like it's not like the security people that are doing it. It's like they look at it and they're like, they're not going to check that it's you.
Yeah.
Like I think that's just the reality of it.
Then I understand. I'm not putting this on the workers at all. I get their lack of enthusiasm, but why even bother them? You know, it's all just for show.
Well, a lot of these places are not even bothering, like outside of concerts, like at the gym. I went to the gym and you walk in and it's just no one has masks. So I go up to the counter and I'm like, well, what's the policy here? And they go, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So I'm like, how are you verifying whether they're vaccinated? So they're like, we're not. So really, anyone, it just means translated, anyone can just walk in without a mask and then have COVID and cough on people.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much going to be like the way this goes. It's just going to go on the honor system because a lot of places aren't really like not going to take the time to do that. They're going to just kind of be like, if you're vaccinated and you're here, cool. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not, like, your life is in your own hands, I guess. I don't know. And for the arena thing, like, I know you weren't putting it on the workers at all, but I think that there's still something to saying, like, you have to be vaccinated to get into the show. And like, that's on all of the like marketing about it. And that like, they are checking whether they're like 100% thorough or not. There is some level of looking at something. Like you'd have to really like attempt to falsify something or fake someone out in order to get past
it. But also that's just in New York. Like that's not in California. I mean, not just in New York. There's a few other states, but a lot of states are not doing it. Texas isn't doing it. Florida, California. Mm-hmm. Like Foo Fighters announced a show in California. It's not just for vaccinated people. You could also, you also can show up. At least they're doing, you could do proof of COVID, negative COVID tests.
But I think it's this was managed so badly. And by that, I mean the whole, you know, response to COVID in general that like, something that could have been 3 months was really 18 months or so. And now everyone's just so anxious to get outside that they don't give a fuck that the restrictions are not being done correctly. Like they're happy that things are opening.
Yeah. Well, so far cases are down.
It's just a great way to incubate like variants and stuff that can beat vaccines and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
We're doing all right.
You got to do the vaccine, and I'm not anti-vaccine, but you got to do – it's got to be in conjunction with masks and social distancing. It's not just I got a shot and I could do whatever the fuck I want now. Like, you know, you got to really – it has to be a coordinated effort. Like people just – they got jabbed and now that's it. Now you can do whatever. I don't think that's a good idea.
I wasn't doing whatever even before the pandemic, so I'm good. Right. I'll just continue not doing whatever.
I mean, so the point I was getting to with the Foo Fighters show before we got off on the COVID tangent is like the big clip was Dave Chappelle gets on stage.
There's no way he's vaccinated.
And covers he probably has the antibodies because he had COVID a few months ago.
I guess.
Probably
has it again.
I could see him being vaccinated. So he came on stage and he did Radiohead's Creep. Now, if you're at all a fan of Dave Chappelle, you know that this is his like go-to karaoke song. He's been doing it at his comedy shows all year.
Really?
Yeah.
He sings karaoke at his comedy shows?
Well, he'll sing Creep. He'll sing
Why?
Creep. Like, this is
Why
his,
does anyone
want to
hear
jam.
That?
It's his jam. Anyway, people like...
Is he Eddie Murphy now? We got to hear him sing too. What the fuck is this?
First of all, like I totally forgot about this phenomenon when there's like a big show in your area that like my entire feed was people posting from the Foo Fighters show, you know, and not my entire feed, but you know, like a good amount of posts of people, and just like, oh my God, Dave Chappelle just got on stage with Foo Fighters. This is crazy. You see what happens when you're vaccinated? You get this. And I'm just sitting at home being like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't care less about this. I mean, I cared about it in the sense that I knew it would get me some traffic, so that was nice. But as a fan, I'd be kind of, it wasn't like,
I don't know why a comedian coming to sing a song makes a concert better. That's like saying, man, I was at the Mets game last night, and they let Bryan Cranston pitch the ninth inning. It was amazing. Like,
that would be cool, though. You would not, talk about that.
Not if you're a Mets fan, because he'd probably pitch poorly, Lonnie.
It's not
even
a song where
you're losing 12-0.
Oh, I guess
fair.
If it's just garbage time, then I guess that's okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to work in Breaking Ball and Breaking Bad. Can you help me out?
You just did it. Good That's job.
Enough. Damn, but there was no real joke.
It's fine. We appreciate the effort.
All right, just edit it in.
In post, yeah.
I mean, it was fine. He did okay, but it's like, it's not like you have to sing that song. You just talk it, you know?
I don't understand why. That is like, if he wants to come and do some, he wants like roast Dave Grohl or something, like, cool, that might be interesting, but who cares about him singing a song?
Probably just because it's like someone who's a
famous
known star and not in the band and surprisingly coming on to like sing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there is something to that.
I guess.
How dare you be the least cynical of all of us?
Yeah,
here,
right.
I also
that's me.
Gotta be the opposite.
I want to know who is posting.
Voice of
like,
reason.
See, this is what happens when you're vaccinated. You get treated like who? Forget Dave Chappelle for a second. Like what?
Yeah.
Who is doing this type of scold post?
Like, yeah. There was one.
Nobody posted that. Rob made it up. Nobody.
I did not.
That.
It was like a
who
retweet.
Was it?
I
out
thought.
Them.
Show
out
us,
them.
Man. All right. Let me look. Let me look.
Okay.
you guys keep chatting.
Do you have
yeah,
a Rockers
yeah.
react to Dave Chappelle? Performing with the Foo Fighters
post-metal
injection.
No.
Meanwhile, you don't need to be vaccinated to get into this fucking show, apparently. You could just
yeah.
have like a bazooka gum fucking stick of rotten gum and just hold it up and they'll let you in.
What?
No, I don't understand that one. Those old gums that used to come in the baseball cards that were like the same.
No, I know what they are, but why does that? Okay.
Because it's the same size as a vaccination card, and not
okay.
a vaccination card.
Right.
Could it just be like a Wade Boggs rookie
in
card?
2021, harder to find than an actual vaccination
yes,
card.
Yes, exactly. That's why it's the irony.
Here, here's the tweet. Get vaccinated to see Dave Chappelle sing Creep with the Foo Fighters.
But
this is the most encouraging.
That's not what you said. That's different.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And are they being sarcastic? Like, I got
no.
vaccinated and all I got was this lousy cover song? Is that
no.
That's
do you guys want people to be vaccinated? Do you
yes.
want people to be vaccinated?
Yeah, I'm not.
So all this Twitter user is doing is trying to encourage people to get vaccinated, but instead – you're saying that he's just being showy.
But also the show already happened.
Saying.
It's too late now. You can't see this if you get
vaccinated. Well, you
can
go to the LA show they had just announced.
But Sid, if you go vaccinated, other surprising, unexpected things will happen. Like Dave Chappelle showing up and doing the thing he does at every single show. That
yeah.
He
it'll probably just be Kevin Hart, though.
Oh.
It's much worse.
I'm not getting vaccinated now. Fuck that.
No. Deal breaker. I'll unvaccinate. To avoid having to see Kevin Hart sing.
I'll get COVID intentionally, so I'm guaranteed to be inside the house and not see that.
Nice excuse.
They did that Foo Fighters show in Queens, and it was Jim Brewer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't hear the cover song over the sound of this ventilator.
There's this Pesci voice the whole time. He seems creepy.
That might be interesting.
That would be great. I guess Chappelle was in town because he did a movie screening.
Radio City thing.
Yeah. So there's that. I mean, look, I like Dave Chappelle. I'm a big fan of Foo Fighters. It's just, this did nothing for me.
Yeah.
Other than bring my website to traffic, which I guess is nice. So thank you for that, guys.
I think you're right. I think it was awful that there was a nice treat for the people that were at Madison Square Garden, where someone unexpected came out with a band that people liked to see, and they did an unexpected song, but definitely disgusted you. So it's all a real mistake and tragic error of judgment. You're right.
You had FIMO on that. I forgot what the acronym.
Happy, it's like Hi-bo? Happy.
It was Hi-fa.
No, that's when Noah's on the show.
It's not an acronym. It's just Hi-fa.
That's the next Foo Fighters concert. It's going to be at Hi-fa. And the Moshiach guy is going to come out to see Creep.
Get vaccinated. You get to see the Moshiach guy. He read his Haftorah. He read from the Talmud. Right after the Foo Fighters.
Where's the chat? I used to do this and you'd be like, Stegosaurus Bob says blah, blah, blah in the chat. Is that not a thing anymore?
We've got a Discord and a YouTube chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in our YouTube chat, Voodoo Chaos says, Michigan removed all required COVID rules today. Stadiums and venues can resume full capacity.
Well, New York did the same thing like a week ago, right?
Yeah, but they're still not. Yeah. Other, the stadiums are still, they still have unvaccinated sections. So, like, people who haven't gotten vaccinated are allowed, like, the fairness of seeing a game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
full.
Don't they have rapid testing now at Barclays? Like, if you're not vaccinated, they test you right there? Someone told me that.
Oh, Citi Field has that, too. But I was told it's, like, a long-ass line. It's not worth it to do.
So not that rapid.
Test is rapid, but the line to get
truly,
to the gym.
Truly the biggest failure of the past year and a half has been the failure to develop faster COVID testing. I feel like that could have alleviated so many issues. And we just breezed past it. Like, we just skipped ahead to the vaccine.
It's still like 15 minutes to get a result. Like, if it could have been like a pregnancy test, just like,
yeah, or like a breathalyzer, essentially. That's how I would envision the most optimal one.
Yeah, but I guess you do a breathalyzer, Rob?
No.
That's weird. Rob was drinking and I had to do a breathalyzer.
I don't even drink that much to where I would be driving drunk.
I don't know. I think I hear the cops coming to get Darren right
uh-oh.
Now.
That's so thankfully, that's not on my stream.
That's me.
They drove right by Rob's apartment on the way to Darren.
So I'll be hearing them in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other news,
oh,
Dee Snider was on Celebrity Family Feud. And he won.
They've really expanded the definition of celebrity on these shows.
What, Dee Snider isn't a celebrity?
Is he?
What?
He's 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's recognizable.
Yeah.
He's now one of those people that's just famous for being famous. It's not even being in Twisted Sister. He's done so much
I love
reality work. Yeah.
He seems like a guy that they didn't bring on because he's famous. They brought because like Steve Harvey can gawk at the fact that he exists.
Yeah, a weird old man with long hair.
Right.
So his family faced Terry Bradshaw's family. Terry Bradshaw.
Oh,
was
God.
It his family or was it all of right. Twisted Sister?
Look at those
no, it was his family.
Oh, my
God. The same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not his family? Like, who are they? Who are the?
Yeah, it's his family.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But I think they have loose definition of family. Like, one of these might be his son's
manager.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
One of their names, Shy?
Probably.
Just a description of them. They asked for an adjective to put up there.
This guy's a fucking monster.
It's him and four Fox News reporters.
There has to be a sex tape of Terry Bradshaw saying how fat he is. And he's
oh, my God.
Feels like a pig.
What's the Terry Bradshaw version of chicken parm? Is it like an alligator sandwich, like a po' boy?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's like
Sloppy Joe.
Cajun shrimp.
Oh, a suit.
Fucking,
he's dressed like the Tin Man. It's
I'm
amazing.
Blinded. Oil me.
Get your ass in this WD-40.
Now, I want to say, like, this is a broadcast television, Sunday night ABC, and the prize is $25,000 for charity? Like, that's nothing.
Yeah. Pre-tax. Did he just do, like, the comedian, like, the white people talk like this voice, it sounded like, when he did the Snyder Family?
It sounds
no, I think
weird.
That's just it's
just announcer voice.
Voice.
Yeah.
Snyder.
Yeah, that's what I picked up on.
Weird.
Name one Twisted
Name three
Sister
songs. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a reality series.
Yeah. It was on A&E, I believe.
Was that the same channel that had the Gene Simmons reality show?
Yeah. He looks good in terms of how much he's aged. I wouldn't say he looks good. I mean, he looks like not old for how old he is.
Yeah.
He looks better healthy. Than Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His wife looks great.
I mean,
Dee Snider almost looks like a human being next to Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, dear.
That's unfortunate. He looks like Damon Lindelof with hair and a dye job.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
His male offspring are rough.
Was that dude an extra from Happy Days?
Oh,
who
my God.
Guy?
All his kids look like, all his male kids look like the sperm, like the egg had to wait for the sperm to get over the finish line. He's like, right, come on.
They look like dudes that work at a gas station. That's all they look like.
All right, let's see one of these.
Okay, Fast Money. This is them on Fast Money.
Oh, boy.
This is where they ask the five questions and see if they're up there. And you got to get 100 points.
Everybody just looks tired. Like, nobody wants to be here. It's just like, all right.
We all just have to do this.
We're only doing this for 25,000. Can we just get this over with? Come on.
Not even for them.
Yeah. Liar. That guy has to pee every 2 hours.
Hasn't driven a car in 30 years.
Pronounce the band Ghost.
Ghost.
Sorry, the PR person said Gauss.
You said Ghost, damn it. I meant the band Ghost. I think Rob's frozen.
No, I'm not frozen.
Oh, okay.
The video got copyright stricken on the YouTube stream.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Because of the Family Feud. It's just auto-detected.
Even that?
That's what happens on professional podcasts.
It's not even a song. Was it like because of the...
It's just copyrighted video. I mean, it's their content that we're...
It's just weird that they can detect that when it's just Steve Harvey talking.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. It's like YouTube video...
Rob, whose side are you on? It's like you're defending YouTube against us.
I'm just saying it's easy for them to
fucking
tag
internet it. Bootlicker. God.
I think the copyright laws are total bullshit. I think in regards to, I mean, I guess there's a fine line there. Like, you know, you shouldn't be streaming a UFC show or whatever. But like,
yeah, because that's just terrible programming.
Yeah.
So why not go?
Yeah,
on
you shouldn't
case?
Be doing that. I did watch one once when Dave Chappelle came out, though. And
he just punched him in the face.
He did a song from Kid A. It was crazy.
What? Like, my point is, let's just say for the sake of argument that streaming an MMA show is bad for some reason. Why not go on a case-by-case basis and take those down and not just have a bot that fucking deletes perfectly normal uses?
Because YouTube is used by millions of people. They don't have the manpower to case-by-case.
Get
the
manpower. So the solution is to just fuck everybody over them?
That's their solution. For them, it's like, that's the easiest way. I'm not defending it.
Who are you
just
fucking
saying.
Over? Who's getting fucked over? I don't understand.
I don't know that we're...
Content.
a minute less of Steve Harvey, I think we could say.
Yeah, yeah. Like we really got
that might have been like YouTube saying, all right, guys.
I don't agree with you, Sid. I mean, we have like a whole element of our shows that we can't do anymore because of copyright strikes. We can't play music or anything online on our show anymore.
That's true. But usually the music we'd have been playing was crappy anyway.
True, but like, we watch crappy movies on our Patreon, you know.
Yeah, we do that hush hush.
I was going to say, until they find out we're doing it. Lonnie's
we can't play music on the show anymore?
No. I mean, we can play certain things that aren't copyrighted. Like we can
avoid doing it.
We can do Thrasher or Trash It because those are like indie bands.
Yeah.
Right. I thought you just did that on purpose because you're underground. Because
well,
you don't want to get more
occasionally
attention
we'll
to the
get
mainstream.
Like, we'll get like a copyright strike for an episode from like 10 years ago, and it's like we had a Justin Bieber song on for a few minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. So just want to avoid that kind of stuff.
I think we got one for the Ja Rule Metallica song a while
ago. Did we?
I'm pretty sure.
That's way back.
Never, though, for Lou Reed and Metallica. That they were totally okay with us playing.
Please play
like
that.
Someone play it.
This reminds me, I need to get my lawyers on that Rob Stay in Europe song. I haven't gotten any royalties, residual, like nothing.
Well, I mean, we
while,
think of you
so.
As a prince, so that's a kind of royalty.
But, yeah, you need to take those down.
Okay.
But so Dee Snider won? He won the money?
Yes.
For his
he
family?
Won the $25,000 for families of veterans. Was the
Wasn't it homeless veterans?
Families of homeless veterans.
Oh, so the homeless right. veterans stay homeless, yeah. but their families just get some cash?
They don't get shit.
They're in their houses, too.
You got to promise not to give any of this money to your homeless veteran relative.
Right.
Go on a vacation, but don't let them have the keys to the place while you're gone.
Yeah, because like if it was families of veterans, you could say maybe oh they died or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But families of homeless veterans, let them in the house.
What the
don't
up?
Need any money for that.
Not until they get like a new dishwasher or something. Yeah. Then after they do that, maybe they'll be ready.
Oh, see, what happened was the door was stuck, closed, and we could use the money to open it so they could come in.
These families, homeless veterans, they all need new doors and windows. Crazy.
We're going to take the bars off. It costs money.
True. They're all getting security systems, actually. That's what they need.
Oh, see, we live near the beach, and they would do fireworks displays every Friday, and he would just freak out constantly. So we had to ask him to go.
Oh, no. Terrible. Okay. In sports news, former Cup star Ben Zobrist claims
–
is this an own guy? Is this a
yeah, he was
like a serviceable
player. This guy. I hate this guy.
Good player.
Well, good news for you, Lonnie. He claims his wife, Juliana, had an affair with their pastor, and he's suing.
What is he suing for? Who is he suing?
The minister is.
I'm sorry, Rob, I didn't interrupt you. You got to read the pastor's name because it's so funny.
The hold on.
I
so
hope
wait,
it's Pizzul. Please be
Pizzul. Okay, the pastor's name is Byron Yawn.
Byron
Yawn.
Yeah.
Like
yawn.
The word yawn?
Yes.
Y-A-W-N?
Y-A-W-N, yes.
Wow.
No, yawn, not wow.
Right.
So Ben Zobrist discovers his wife's having an affair with the minister. The minister was also accused of defrauding Zobrist's charity foundation, for which he worked.
Nice.
Zobrist is seeking $6 million in damages from Yawn, who's also the CEO of Forest Grain & Company. A Nashville consulting firm. This guy is a pastor and runs a consulting firm?
It's the oldest trick in the book, this oldest scam. You tap that ass and then you embezzle the money out of the charity.
He consults dudes on how to bang other guys' wives.
and embezzle from their charity at the same time.
Wow. I hope the charity wasn't for homeless veterans.
Dee Snider's pissed, man. He's coming to find Brandon Yawn right now.
We didn't even find out what Terry Bradshaw's one was.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
Brandon Yawn, because of you, Brandon Yawn, there's at least 1,000 homeless veterans banging on doors right now.
So I guess they were having marriage problems, and the pastor was their counselor.
An inside job.
Which is like, that seems like a conflict of interest to be boning one of the, also like a power thing, you know, a power dynamic, weird power dynamics there.
I mean, maybe he's, you know, one of those guys that had trauma as a child from having the name Yawn.
Oh my God.
Like lashed out and became a bad person.
They apparently had a sexual relationship for a year, the pastor and this ex-wife, who is a Christian vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
Can we see what the pastor and the ex-wife look like? I know what Ben Zobrist looks like. I want to get a full picture.
Let me see.
Want a mental spank bank?
Well, the wife is here. I don't see a photo of Byron Yawn.
He must be somewhere. If he's got a consultant firm, he's probably got pictures up somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe he's like, there's some videos of him preaching on YouTube or something. We could see what his sermons are like.
Be careful when you Google Yawn, because you're going to get like, you know, a roofie fetish porn or something.
Maybe that's how he got into her pants the first time.
Oh, no.
Just so Google Byron Yawn. Yeah, you'll get a picture.
So this is her.
That's an interesting hair choice.
Juliana Sobrist.
Oh, she's a singer. She sang the national anthem before the game. That's another, hey, by the way, it's another inside job. You relying on your husband to get you gigs?
And then this is
Byron Yawn.
Byron Yawn.
No. Real looker.
Here he looks like a fucking murderer.
Yeah.
He looks like like late career Ray Liotta right there.
I could see it.
I could see it. Oh, this is his wife.
She doesn't look impressed.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that was a good move for him.
So that's that.
Wow.
Yep. You saying he upgraded?
I don't know.
I think there are no winners here.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Probably.
Zobrist
I'm okay
would
with
be
that.
A winner if he didn't lose $6 million in the deal.
Mm. You know, they did have a 1-year relationship. It's not like he just, you know, tapped that ass and left.
So you're saying maybe it's true love?
Yeah, maybe
he's
they
a
were
man
really
of God.
Into each other. You got to go where your calling takes you.
It is weird that, you know, as a pastor, you're committing adultery with the people you're counseling. Like, there's a lot of layers of sin there, it seems like.
But, you know, people are sinners, Rob. I mean, that's just, you know, Jesus forgives you.
You're right. You're right. Hate the
love,
sin, not the sinner.
Just ask Steve Harvey. He knows all about it.
This should be the next episode of Celebrity Family Feud. The Zobrist family versus the Yawn family. And the Zobrist
true,
wife has
true
to pick which side
Yawns.
Ben Zobrist is playing for divorce lawyer fees.
Oh, man.
It's the Yawn family.
Oh, we just got another copyright strike.
From your humming. If I play the Steve Harvey jump thing, would that get parody strike? You think?
No, I think it was just the video footage.
Because it has the Van Halen.
I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to tell you something that every successful person has to do.
Well, the jump
you.
Is the copyright.
Believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. Jump. 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 You got to jump. You got to jump, man. Jump.
Oh, Steve.
What is that?
Well, that was he did a, there was a footage that circulated of him talking to the audience after Family Feud was over, and he does inspirational speeches, apparently.
Okay.
So he's just like, you got to jump. You got to take a chance, you know. And that was really cringy.
Got it.
You all right, Rob?
I'm okay.
What's for dinner?
Oh.
Oh, are you trying to stifle Brandon yawn?
I'm gonna have a salmon burger.
Salmon burger.
With garlic and kale in there.
No, like mayo, no aioli or anything.
That sounds very healthy.
Yeah, so I like to put a little sriracha mayo on it.
Okay.
Like a salad.
What kind of bun?
I have a multi-grain bun.
Oh.
Rob, whenever he eats a burger, he has three buns. So,
so this, there were three patties. So I already have the burger version. I'm going to have this with like a salad. It's like a top.
Patty!
Thank you.
Lettuce wrap?
No, just like some baby spinach, some tomatoes, some cucumbers, a little Italian dressing.
What's the difference between regular spinach and baby spinach?
A little baby spinach.
It's just smaller pieces?
I don't know. It's just the pre-washed box of fucking lettuce.
So you're the baby. It's like for the babies that don't know how to wash spinach, we have baby spinach.
Got
to
wash
your
lettuce for you, baby.
What are you having for dinner, Lonnie?
I don't know yet. I have a wife that does that for me. So whatever she wants to make.
Scream up to her. Maybe she'll scream down what's on the menu.
No, she can't hear me.
Call her up.
Let's get her on the show.
I really don't know. It won't be. So I don't know. Who knows?
Sam, what do you have?
Two more hours.
But let's go around the loop.
We've got a fresh direct chicken stir fry kit.
Ooh.
For tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
I made, the other night, I mean leftovers, so I made ghee thighs with garlic and butter sauce.
Mm.
Sounds like Darren wins.
Yeah.
All right, but it's leftovers. Yours are going to be brand new, so it's like a level playing field.
I guess you can say that.
Yellow rice. Should I add that in? I mean, yellow rice. The side is boring. You have better sides than I do.
Rob?
I mean, I'm having salad. That's a pretty boring side.
Croutons?
That's a bad side. No,
there's no
dressing.
What's the point of croutons?
Yeah, Italian dressing.
What's the point of croutons? What the fuck is wrong with
the
you?
The whole point of having a salad is not to have carbs. The croutons.
I'm actually going to agree with Rob. I'm anti-crouton at this point.
I'm going to straddle the fence here and just say that I think I like croutons in the salad only because it's like I sort of need to ramp up to healthiness, so I feel like it's good to – I feel like eating a salad with croutons is like 90% good, and that's better than not doing it and then enticing
sure.
to do it.
Yeah.
I think
a crouton in a salad is a treat that I don't deserve.
Are you going to be on our Patreon next week crying into someone's lap?
I thought it was chest. Lap?
Oh, sitting on the lap. You're right. Sitting on the lap crying into a chest. Was what
Lonnie's actually going to be starting a salad column for us where every week he uses various ways to
yep,
cook
nope.
salad without croutons.
Yep. I eat the same one every day, so can I do that column? Because it's going to be really easy for me to write. I'll just do the same one every time.
What do you throw in there in that salad?
Baby lettuce.
Arugula?
Regular adult lettuce.
E.G. arugula.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, turkey, some like bacon pieces.
Oh.
And some avocado.
Oh.
No dressing?
Yeah. Some like crazy like diet ranch dressing, something that we have that's made out of like avocado oil.
Ooh.
I've been skipping all the meat that's not chicken or poultry because trying to avoid ass cancer. I had a. Go ahead.
Sorry. Where does turkey fall in? Is
turkey
full of ass cancer? Or?
No, turkey's acceptable.
Okay.
It just raises the risk. It's not like you eat one burger and you're going to die or anything, but I just feel like.
Oh, just
unless
in general, like red meat
burger.
Is not healthy for you.
Oh, no, Rob.
I think I spoke on the air about this, but like actually late December, I went to the gastroenterologist and I had to cut the old camera up the pooper. And like they found the things that are not dangerous if removed, but can be dangerous if they continue. So which the guy assured me is very normal, but also you can get rid of even those if you eat healthy. So I'm trying to do that.
And a little sneak preview for our patrons. That's going to be our July 1st episode. It's going to be the
it's
video of Darren's colonoscopy.
Just got the MP4.
It's going to be on cassette also.
We're just editing and polishing, and we're going to do the overdubs tomorrow.
Yep. It's called, it's like, what is it called? The Big Brown Set?
Into the Never.
Is that how you guys are putting it together to sell it?
The Big Old Box, as Rob said. So we're going to use that. Metallica didn't use it.
I'm looking inside
my big old box.
Big brown box. Good.
Big old brown box.
I'm sort of surprised Metallica hasn't done something like that, too, at this point.
It is old and brown. It's not that big.
That seems like a Primus thing, a big brown box.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary had a big brown box. Big brown box shit.
All right. Well, I think this is a good place to put the seal on the deal. And
wait, we're going to have sex now?
Oh,
I hope. Yeah, I don't want to put the seal on the deal. That doesn't sound like it's going to work out for me. Can we not do that?
I didn't know that I opened up chat roulette here.
you shouldn't be going on that anymore. There's got to be something better for you.
Yeah, I don't think that exists anymore.
That shows you how much I never use chat roulette that I don't
What's
know.
The latest one, Rob?
Darren's the only one on there, so he just keeps getting like nobody show up.
Oh, it's just like the site is so desperate that it's trying to link me with myself. I just see another image of me.
It looks like chat roulette is back up. It's like its own. It's like a new somebody bought the domain.
Do we want to do a half hour of us on chat roulette?
Is that for your Patreon also?
No, that's for everybody. Until YouTube knocks us down.
Okay.
Sure.
Being too sexy.
All right. Well, we're going to wind
Well, thanks
down.
For being on the show. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're going to wrap it up for us?
You've been a great ghost, so you go for it.
It's house. Wow. I've been a great house. I do want to thank Ghost for calling in. Definitely check out his music. I really, really genuinely love it. I love it. And I want to thank Lonnie for his dryness, his wit, his humor, and for putting
reference
for us.
And for
I put dryness last there, and then I put the other things first. I think that they're just better qualities.
For his arranging of topics and lists, thank you, Lonnie. For using the first 10 minutes of this show to catch up on emails. Okay, Gauss was on, so it's all right. We had something to talk about.
Yeah, you had coverage. It's good.
By the way, speaking of Gauss, when I made that joke, the Gosling Gauss joke, and he laughed like a little too hard and said it was great, was he being sarcastic, do you think? Or do you think
that was
really
good? That was, I like that. That was good. I think that was genuine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Like, was it like, everybody makes this fucking joke, whatever, or
no,
like he was legitimately impressed?
I think it was like a two-step joke that was very Sid-esque. I don't think that's something everyone's coming up with.
Okay. It hurt my heart when he was giving the movie Drive props for inspiring his musical career. I was like, yeah, there's got to be something better than that.
Well, to be fair, he's not giving the movie the props. He's giving the score.
Yeah, I hated the score
props.
Of that movie so much.
Really?
It was one
What's
of my least
that,
favorite Adam? Things of the movie.
What's
it's
on
just,
it?
It's synthwave. It's just like synthy. It's kind of like the Stranger Things kind of sound.
But more like Eurotrash version of that. Anyways. He's not on the show. He can't hear me now, so it's okay. I'm sure his music is way better than the Drive soundtrack.
Yes, for sure. But yeah, so thank you to him. And I want to thank you, Metal Injection Livecast listener, not used to.
Damn it.
Never used to.
Fuck.
And especially the top Livecast fans of the week. If you want to be a top Livecast fan of the week, just give us $10 a month. Damn it. It's our $10 Patreon tier. And you get all the perks of the $5 tier, the bonus episodes, its column, and you get a little shout out at the end of the show. In honor of Gauss, I'm going to mispronounce everyone.
That was gonna be my suggestion. Awesome.
Name. So first we have Araik, then we have Rabaganush, aka Justine. Then we have Benjamin, El Duderino, Denar, Mindy Mears Keepa,
Then we have Croak Destroyer.
I can't wait till you get this Shasur Shasutsits.
Then we have Sam Iam Iaz.
Oh, you pronounced that one right.
Well, it's already mispronounced.
All right, fair enough.
Jandair. Then we have Shasur Shasutsits.
Oh, I like the direction you went with that.
It's like a Midwestern accent or something mm-hmm. like that.
Then we have the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Gut Stumper. The Last.
That's Canadian?
Rabab and Perot. Then we have Hugo Likes the Coes. Linda Danks.
Linda Danks, I like that.
Linda Danks.
Yeah.
Then we have Lockhart. Then we have Scooby-Doo 182. Scooby-Doo 182. Then we have, finally we have Douglas. Who are you? Liveson. Our top live cast fans of the week. Thank you guys for supporting the show, giving us a little extra love. And thank you to all of our patrons. Thank you to all of our listeners. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. Sadly, Lonnie won't be here.
Should we close with our rendition of Nothing Else Matters?
Sure.
It's already 53 of them.
Trust I see and I'm finding you.
That doesn't sound different enough. I can't believe you couldn't put your own spin on it.
Yeah, shame on you, Rob.
And nothing else matters.
Darren's not enjoying it, Rob.
Okay.
Well, you killed Darren,
guys. We should go then. All right. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The recording has stopped.
Yeah, we did it.
Okay, so it looks like for the YouTube, it only stopped streaming when we were playing the Steve Harvey thing. But once we stopped playing it, it came back.
You mean the Family Feud and not the mashup song, right?
Yeah, the Family Feud. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good. So stuff to clip out.
The
maybe gosh, the
his the, ad, like going on tour, figuring that out. Maybe
no,
that
I
part,
was thinking
the,
maybe just the Ryan Gosling joke.
Okay.
Do that. And then
bye guys.
Bye buddy.
All right, see you later, Ben. Thank you.
Later.
So much for hanging out with us. Yeah, great to see you.
Yeah, of course. Be good.
The Metallica, something from the Metallica thing. What was like really funny? We can't hear you, Darren.
Yeah.
We're going through the different songs, something from there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or just talking about the box set, like the joke Lonnie made about me saying the big old box or something like that.
Or the cassettes, talking about cassettes.
Yeah. And then the third thing, not the Dee Snider thing, we were being very mean to his family.
What else do we talk about? There was that. What was the other link?
The preacher.
Yeah. Is there anything there? There's probably something in there. No?
I can't remember anything right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of spacing.
I mean, we could take two ghost clips, like a silly one and a more serious one.
Yeah. What's something serious that we kind of talked about?
Like the part where he's talking about maybe adding a drummer.
That oh, yeah, doing the shows. Like yeah.
That was towards
okay.
the end of the interview, I think. So, yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I think that us doing an episode where we just thrash or trash all those covers would be pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm going to add that to the show ideas list.
Yeah, that's in September, so we have some time.
Cool.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.